Matt Austinfort has had a busy year, but he said working with the legislature in his new role of county executive has been overwhelmingly positive.
It's worked very well for us, and I think when you look at the meetings that we've had constructive discussions. We haven't agreed on everything, but there hasn't been personal attacks or some of the dysfunction that plagued the previous boards, and we're really working together and taking advantage of this opportunity, which was this fresh start that we had.
Over the past year, Austinfort said the county, which has been plagued by high poverty, has been improving its reputation. In the last year, the county's bond rating had improved to A+, and officials worked to reduce the $4 million deficit by $1.1 million. West of Schenectady, the county contains Amsterdam and Canajoharie, with a population of about 50,000. It began a number of studies to spur economic development in 2014. Last year, Austinfort called for a branding study to help promote the county as a destination. The county executive said the results of the study will be rolled out in the coming months. The Fulton-Montgomery Regional Chamber of Commerce will also take on duties promoting county tourism, something it already does with neighboring Fulton County. Studies were also completed on a potential regional business park on the Fulton County line in the town of Mohawk.
And we got some great news from the rail study, which says basically that the rail spur to that site is a viable option and is one that CSX is willing to work with us on. And that was fantastic news because that makes that site, according to the site selector that came in, about 70% more marketable with rail access.
As the county's CEO, Austinfort said he plays a big role in advocating for his county's share of the $1.5 billion in economic development funding recently announced by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Seven upstate regions will compete for the surplus funds, with three winners splitting the $1.5 billion. Austinfort said working with the towns, he's compiled a list of capital projects and opportunities for investment that he will share with state and elected officials.
You know, I am a little concerned, from what I heard yesterday, some of that funding might be used for, the Tappan Zee Bridge costs and maybe keeping the tolls down on the thruway. But, you know, I know for sure after being here for a year, 40% of our bridges are categorized as deficient. Our roads are in much need of improvement, as well as we have broadband issues in this county. So those are the areas, along with some of the canalway development, that I'd really like to see these dollars go to.
Austinfort, a Republican, said he will seek state dollars to help with brownfield cleanup. Montgomery County vied unsuccessfully for a casino license for a site in the town of Florida, although Austinfort last year had cautioned not to put all the economic development eggs in the casino basket. With the state greenlighting the Rivers Casino in Schenectady, Austinfort said there's still opportunity for the neighboring county.
Frankly, I mean, that facility is just going to be 15, 20 minutes from my house personally. So I think our proximity will certainly benefit. I think there's going to be some job opportunities. From what I hear, there's going to be maybe some job fairs in Montgomery County, which would be fantastic. So new jobs is certainly a good thing. But then we also have the sharing of the gaming revenue, which should come down the pipe in a couple of years. And I've already spoken to some of the legislators and some of my economic development officials about what we can do to dedicate that funding.
This year, he said, the county will be rolling ahead on consolidating and relocating the county offices. Last year, the county passed the first phase to expand its public safety facility. The Emergency Operations Center will be moved out of a flood zone to the county sheriff's office, which he hopes will be completed by fall. A local government efficiency plan is also due in June.
And it's going to be, without a doubt, another busy year, but I'm looking to, you know, continue the momentum and continue the progress that we've had in that first year.
Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.